Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $3,400. Let's do this. Nick and Julie, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Sure. Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Nick.
Thanks.
$3,400 on the line. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Raven's walking out of here. He's walking down the hallway, and the door has closed. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Ready.
Number 1, Macaulay Culkin once did a stunt on The Tonight Show where he let the public vote on a new middle name for him. They went with Macaulay Culkin, so his legal name is now Macaulay Culkin Culkin. He famously plays Kevin McAllister in what holiday classic?
Home Alone.
Number 2, All I Want for Christmas Is You returned to the Billboard Hot 100 earlier this year, earlier than ever by mid-November. It's sung by the Queen of Christmas. Who's that?
Mariah Carey.
Number 3, the cast of Everybody Loves Raymond reunited for a 30th anniversary special last night. Ray Romano was the star actor, but what was Raymond, the character's last name on the show?
Barone.
Number 4, 40% of people think that green bean casserole shouldn't be on Thanksgiving tables. What brand of crispy fried onions traditionally tops it?
Oh, French's.
And number 5, a rare number 1 Superman comic book, like the first one ever, was found in an attic and set a record sold at auction for over $9 million this week. What newspaper does Clark Kent work for?
Oh, The Daily Planet.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
5 out of 5 for Nick.
Get out of here. Are you serious? Woo-hoo! Here we go. Could be your money.
I think it is, because I don't think you know number 3. Number 1, Macaulay Culkin once did a stunt on The Tonight Show where he let the public vote on a new middle name for him. Mm. They went with Macaulay Culkin, so his legal name is now Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
Okay.
He famously plays Kevin McAllister in what holiday classic?
That's in Home Alone.
Yes. Number 2, All I Want for Christmas Is You returned to the Billboard Hot 100 earlier than ever this year. Mid-November, it was number 1. It is sung by the Queen of Christmas. Who's that?
That's easy, Mariah Carey.
Yep. Number 3, the cast of Everybody Loves Raymond reunited for a 30th special anniversary last night.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't watch it.
Ray Romano was the star actor. But what was Raymond, the character's last name on the show?
His actual name in the show.
The character's last name.
All I want to know is, how are you going to spend that $3,400?
Congratulations,
wow.
Nick. The one thing I knew is that he had never watched Everybody Loves Raymond. You won. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's an impossible question for me. What was the last name?
Barone.
Well, I'll remember it next time because I got a friend named Barone.
Yeah.
So that's wow. Congratulations. What are you going to do with that money?
Go to lunch.
There we go.
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
Right. All right. Well, let's finish this up. 40% of people think green bean casserole shouldn't be on Thanksgiving tables. What brand of crispy fried onions traditionally tops it?
French's.
Yes.
And if you're not bringing green bean casserole, what's the single dad going to bring? Come on, divorcees.
Number 5, a rare number 1 Superman comic book that was found in an attic set a record and sold at auction for over $9 million.
Wow.
What newspaper does Clark Kent work for?
He works for the Daily News, Daily Planet.
Daily Planet. Doesn't matter, because Nick just won $3,400 and he's going to have a really good lunch. Congratulations,
yes.
Nick.
It's Nick and I just beat Raven.
Lobster and crab for everybody. Congratulations.
Thank you.